Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, you kind of waver back and forth between, okay, it's the preseason. In the grand scheme of things, we know by this point the preseason only matters, you know, so far, so much. But it's nice to finally feel like we're going to have a chance to see our guys, our team, play against somebody in a different jersey, and let's line up and see what you got. You know, the scoreboard's not particularly relevant this time of year, but it is a competitive environment, and it's a chance for guys, especially on the end of the roster, that are trying to solidify a spot, an opportunity to go out and prove that they belong. And that's, to me, that's, you know, the fun storyline to watch are the guys that are fighting to make the team.
Yeah, that would be great, but there's a bigger storyline tonight than just watching the backups and,
yeah,
and guys who are, you know, on the cusp of making the roster. It's the elephant in the room. It's Deshaun Watson. And we all know, as it's been reported, the Browns put it out there earlier in the week, Deshaun Watson is expected to start this game tonight. And the game's in about 4 or 5 hours, and we end the show. Will he play tonight is the question, because the NFL could come down at any moment with an indefinite suspension. If that happens, he's pulled off the field.
And how close to kickoff could that news potentially come? You know, the Browns are planning to play him, and they should. I think if Deshaun is eligible to play tonight, I think he should play, and I think he should play a substantial enough amount of time that it doesn't feel like it was a waste. I don't know how you feel about this, but if he's going to play, you got to let him play 3-4 series, whatever it is. Like, let him play at least the first quarter and into the second quarter, in my opinion. I know injuries are a part of the game. I know that hindsight's always 20/20. We could certainly look back on it and say, for any player that may have not played well in the preseason or who may have gotten hurt in the preseason, there's always that argument. But for a guy that hasn't been on the football field in a long time because he didn't play last year, if he's not suspended before the next 5 hours elapse, I want to see him on the field for at least a quarter.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think if he's going to play in this game tonight, and it sounds like he will, assuming there's no suspension handed down prior to the kickoff, What's the point of playing him for a series or two if he's not going to actually go out there and get some real reps, right? Like, I want to see him, like you said, a quarter, which would be, I think, 3-4 series, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about Deshaun getting hurt. Like, I need this guy needs to play some football. He hasn't played football in over a year and a half.
I actually almost want to see him take, like, you know, clean hits, but I want to see him take a hit or two. You know, like,
yeah,
he probably needs to take a hit or two. Yeah.
Just to feel what it's like to be tackled. He hasn't been tackled in 2 years.
100%. 100%. So, you know, we're expecting to see him play. I suppose that potentially could not happen. We don't know. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk seems to think that there is a very real possibility that a decision could come between 3 and 5 o'clock today. That's just his opinion. My opinion is that the NFL is not going to have this wrapped up in time. I would love it if they did.
Absolutely.
Get this freaking thing behind us already. But we'll have to wait and see. We continue to have to learn to be patient. In the meantime, the news that came out yesterday that Deshaun was, you know, is now willing to accept an 8-game suspension with a $5 million fine. That news broke very, very late in the day yesterday. It was just like maybe the last hour of your show. And so I know we didn't have a chance to talk too much about that. We'll dive into that. Daryl Ryder is going to join us at 3:20. We'll certainly get his thoughts on tonight's game. Jeff Lagerman, who is the obviously a former defensive end, but currently the radio analyst for the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's with us at 4 o'clock. And then at 5:20, with some potential rumors around the Browns' interest in Jimmy Garoppolo, David Lombardi from The Athletic, who covers the 49ers out on the West Coast, he will join us at 5:20. But why don't we jump into the 8-game, $5 million, I don't even want to call it a settlement, because I don't think the NFL
too little, too late.
Yeah, they're not interested in settling at this point. Deshaun, I think he made his bet that he was going to win the decision from Sue Robinson, which may not have been a good bet. You know, as long as Sue Robinson said, "Hey, Deshaun, you're guilty enough to sit one game," then the NFL can essentially do whatever it wants to do. And he was basically parking his bus in the camp that he was going to get nothing. And because he made that bet, now he's kind of at the NFL's mercy. Unless the Players Association decides to take this to federal court, and they certainly are within their rights to do that. And the Players Association does not have a very good record against the NFL in federal court. So Deshaun Watson has to know that this is not going to go well for him. And it might just be a matter of time before we find out that he's not going to be on the field for very long.
What do you think? I mean, you think he's going to get a full year?
Yes.
I do too.
I don't like it, but I think he will.
Why don't you like it?
I thought 6 games was fine. I was okay with the decision that Sue Robinson made. I was okay with the fact that the NFL and the Players Association agreed on this new process and said, look, Roger Goodell, you don't want to be a part of this? Fine. You don't want to be judge, jury, and executioner for these personal conduct policy issues anymore? Fine. We will mutually agree on someone to oversee this process. And the very first time that case comes about, they overturn her. The whole thing's a sham. I mean, it just feels like this is a circus.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to end up going whatever the NFL wants it to do. So I'm just frustrated by that. Now, I understand it. I think in reading Sue Robinson's report, you pretty clearly realize that she felt Deshaun did some things that were not so good.
Right.
Right? I mean, let's just be clear about it. She said, hey, you put people in danger. And you had bad intentions, essentially, when you went and did this.
Yep.
But it was not a violent crime, and you're a first-time offender. So she felt like 6 games was enough. I was okay with that. Maybe some of that's jaded because I'm a fan and I want to see him on the field. I didn't think he was going to get a full-year suspension a few weeks ago,
right,
because I thought this ruling was going to end up being upheld. But once the NFL, as soon as they appealed it, instantly, I like sunk. I thought, okay, he's done for a year, because there's exceptionally little recourse for him from this point forward.
Yeah, I think he's going to get the year. I mean, why has the NFL been putting this out there forever about, you know, Goodell wants the full year suspension? We've seen that stuff. And then on top of that, you know, the six-game suspension comes out. Now, Peter C. Harvey is going to make this ruling at some point, maybe today, maybe next week. We don't know. But Goodell even said 2 days ago, like, yeah. Someone asked him about the full year suspension, and he just goes, yeah, because he violated the code of conduct four different times. Which, I mean, is four games times three, 12? Yeah, I mean, like we're trying to do math in our heads.
Do we think about
like,
it that way? Or how many is too many?
I don't know.
You know? It's not good, and I would be stunned, personally, if Deshaun plays this year. I really, really want to see him on the field.
So do I.
But I just don't have any faith at this point that he's going to win this to a point where he is actually going to get on the field this year.
Yep.
And I think Deshaun and his camp putting out there that he would accept an 8-game, $5 million fine, 8-game suspension, after he reportedly originally turned down a 12-game suspension and $10 million fine because the NFL wanted a full year. This thing's all about leverage. It's all about negotiating power. He doesn't have any leverage anymore, period. He's got nothing. So he's going to have to bite the bullet and you know, play by the NFL's rules. And I just think that it sucks for Browns fans because it just feels like this is dragged on for so long and it's never going to go their way. 216-578-0092. We really want you to be a part of the conversation. We've got a couple of calls on hold already. What do you think? If the NFL is willing to allow Deshaun 8 games and $5 million, would that have bothered you in the first place? Or were you okay with 6 games the way it originally came down? Do you think Deshaun's going to get on the field at all this year? And if so, will it come down that he would be able to play tonight? Hey, it's Football Friday.
Friday, absolutely.
Thank God, because it's about time we finally get back on the field and start talking about actual real football when we've had so much of this ancillary stuff going on. We've been talking about it for months. I don't know. Are you tired of it?
Am I tired of it? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a little annoying after a while, but that's the deal, man. We got to figure out if Deshaun's going to get on the field or not. Hopefully we find out sooner than later so we can put this all behind us. In the meantime, we've got a jam-packed phone line.
Let's get some calls, man. What are your thoughts on tonight? I mean, you want to see Deshaun play? How long should he play? There's a lot of angles here. I mean, do you think he's going to play tonight? Like, we're all kind of in the dark right now.
Yeah, and the sooner we get an answer, the better, for sure. But in the meantime, it would be hard to envision a scenario in my mind where the NFL comes out a couple hours before kickoff and says, "Hey, he's actually not playing tonight. Sorry about that." I have a hard time seeing that. But Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, who's pretty well connected, seems to think that that is a possibility. Turk, you're first up on the fan. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Listen, Brendan, when a negotiation is taking place in any kind of a high leverage situation, and either or both sides have access to the media to kind of get their message out there, that's kind of what they will do, because it's an advantageous position to find yourself in. So Deshaun Watson declaring what he would accept today after months and months and not accepting the 10, 12 games, whatever they offered him before, he's doing one of two things. He's either drawing a line in the sand, letting the NFL know publicly that anything above and beyond what I'm saying right now is going to result in a lawsuit.
Sure.
That's a position that he's taking and the Players Association is taking, or he's declaring a position because these sides are a lot closer in a behind the scenes pre appeal resulting decision being made. So he's not insane. He's not just randomly spouting off in the wind.
Hold on a second. I agree with you to a point. I think Deshaun Watson is maybe more to your first point that he and his camp are saying, look, 8 games, $5 million makes us uncomfortable. It's not what we want. But okay, we would take it. If to your point, if that's his way of saying, okay, we'll do that and we won't pursue this further in federal court so we can get on the season or get on the field this season, I can understand that. But he still doesn't hold any of the cards. Because at the end of the day, the NFL doesn't lose in federal court. And the way the CBA is written, I don't think is a slam dunk in Deshaun's favor. The fact of the matter is, Judge Sue Robinson said he violated the personal conduct policy and was worthy of a suspension, and the NFL had it negotiated in the CBA that they could appeal, no matter if it was one game or 2 years, that they could appeal that. Deshaun has no leverage in this situation.
And that's where you and I disagree, and that this is how the world works. We just debate something rationally, right? And then time will tell what's going to happen here. But I think maybe I understated. The Players Association drew a line in the sand and subtly got a little bit more leverage when an arbitrator became a part of the conversation. So this will be unlike any other lawsuit that the Players Association has ever put forth against the league. And when they go to court, it's not going to be about whether or not Deshaun Watson did these heinous things. I happen to believe he did, and he should be punished. It's going to be about how egregiously punished he is allowed, like how much of an iron fist will Roger Goodell continue to be allowed to rule with outside of the confines of the language in the collective bargaining agreement. It's going to be completely emotionless. It's going to come down to the legality of his punishments as they have been handed down previously that have led us to this point now.
Thanks for the call, Turk. Go Browns.
Thanks, Turk.
And hope,
go Browns.
Hope you enjoy the game tonight. What do you think about what he said?
Which part?
The N words, basically. His opinion there is that it's going to come down to how legal is it for Roger Goodell to rule with an iron fist?
I mean, it's his league. I think he definitely has the right to rule with an iron fist. He's done it before.
Yeah.
He's going to do it again.
I hope to God I'm wrong. I don't want to be right here. I just have a really hard time seeing a situation where Deshaun is not suspended for the season, because I just don't see how he has any leverage in this situation. Tell me I'm wrong, Cool Ray. What do you think?
You are absolutely positively wrong.
All right, why?
And I'm going to just say it like this. Like, first, you're wrong with the comment that Deshaun Watson was wrong for doing this thing. That was really not Deshaun Watson. You know, once the punishment came down, right, Sue Robinson said 6 games, no fine.
Yep.
Right? So that was the initial punishment based upon everything that they heard, correct?
It was a recommendation of a punishment.
Well, the NFL said, "Oh no! We want fine. We want more." Right. So the last caller was absolutely right. This is going to be different for the NFL because of the fact that judges and everybody, we all sit together in the legal field. So you basically said that you didn't like what another federal judge had said. So that's not really going to hold water. But the thing is, this is more or less. And the longer that it goes for them to make a decision, you can really make an argument. This has nothing to do with the decision. This is all about owners being ticked off, because how unfair of an advantage does the league have now when you got a NFL team not knowing to a week into the starting of their season who's going to be their quarterback? That is going to be – that's the major issue here. That is the major issue, is that – the NFL itself is playing these games, because what's 6 games and 8 games? Like, you really saying, okay, he did.
Yeah, that's not a huge difference, for sure.
Right, a huge difference. And then you're talking about the money. So then you hear all the reports that the league is upset because of the contract they gave him, which forces them to. So this is what you're looking at. So the longer that it takes, this is the worst thing that can ever happen for the league. If they come out a couple hours before the game and say, oh.
Yeah, that would be terrible. That would be an awful look. There's no reason for that at all.
And then when you go to federal court, you're going to lose, because now it looks like you guys are vindictive. It's got nothing to do with the ruling. And as long as the judge herself didn't do anything that broke the law or did anything, you're talking about, so you're appealing to her decision on what grounds? Because you're not happy? That's basically what it comes down to,
sure.
And I think Deshaun Watson will win this situation.
All right, we got you, Cool Ray. Thanks for checking in. I hope you're right. Pro Football Talk just tweeted during the middle of his comment there that, quote, settlement of the Deshaun Watson situation is not out of the question, I'm told. Stay tuned. So maybe we will find out here this afternoon
Okay. Exactly
how this is going to go down.
Because Deshaun said he'd be willing to go 8 games in a $5 million fine.
Yeah. And I wonder if the NFL, who originally said they wanted an indefinite suspension, but they were fighting for a year, and then offered him a settlement of 12 games and $10 million, and Deshaun balked at it. That was before Sue Robinson made her her initial decision on this. So, you know, this is an ever-evolving topic here. I hope Deshaun gets on the field, and I hope that the season isn't ruined. And if he can't get on the field, we'll talk about this later in the show, should we not have a decision. But I think the Browns absolutely would have to go after Jimmy Garoppolo if Deshaun is suspended for the entire season. Because to me, there is a substantial difference between Jimmy Garoppolo's ability and Jacoby Brissett's ability. And I'm not trying to knock Jacoby, but there's a reason he's a mid-level backup.
Yeah, he's a middle-of-the-road backup. He's fine for a couple starts here and there. Not for a season.
Yeah.
Not for a season. The season,
he's a backup. He's in a pinch.
Yeah, and listen, the team is too damn good to not compete this year if Deshaun can't play.
So I would be all in favor of the Browns going after Jimmy Garoppolo. But again, we'll get to that later in the show, probably in the 5:40 or 6 o'clock window if we still haven't heard anything, because I can't imagine the NFL is going to come out with a decision on this in the final hour before kickoff. But I suppose it's their league. They can do whatever they want, right? So
they can do whatever the hell they want.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who knows? Phil, real quick, your thoughts here.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback on the other two callers. What's the crazy part about it is Sue Robinson did say that he violated something, but based on previous suspensions and what was written, that's what she gave him, 6 games. I mean, it's unfair that they're able to go back and do what they want to do.
Well, Phil, we lost you there. Hey, look, I agree it might feel unfair, but if I understand it correctly, that's literally what they collectively bargained, was that either side could appeal.
They decided to take this. I mean, it's not like it's not unfair because both sides agreed to this.
Yeah.
And it seems unfair.
If this were a situation in Pittsburgh, I don't think I'd be sitting here as a Browns fan going, "Oh, that's unfair. He got his first ruling, he should only get 6 games." I think maybe that's because we're a little too closely tied to it.
But we are on Deshaun watch, folks. Brennan, what's the latest from Pro Football Talk?
13 minutes ago, settlement of the Deshaun Watson situation is not out of the question, I'm told. Stay tuned. So Mike Florio doubling down on his gut feeling that there could be news coming this afternoon. We would love that. I'd love to know what the news is.
I think the Browns would love that, too.
And the key word there is settlement, right?
I'm assuming he'd play this year at some point.
That he plays this year. That's how I interpret that. God, I hope that's true. I had said the last couple of segments, we'd love if you called, by the way. We got jam phone lines right now. Ed, Bob, Chuck, and Rodney. But if you want to jump in, 216-578-0092 on Twitter at BrendanGulick22 at DustinFox37. Let us know what you think about whether or not Deshaun is going to get on the field this year. And specifically tonight, if he does play, as we expect he will in the preseason, what do you want to see out of him? And how long do you want to see him? That's kind of the theme of the beginning of the show here. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah, hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good. How are you,
Chuck?
Okay. Listen, here's the thing. When Judge Sue Robinson suspended Deshaun for Watson for those 6 games, she was going on the CBA agreement.
Right.
So here's the thing. If you go to federal court, they're going to look at the fact to say, well, you know, she did what she had to do under the old CBA agreement. So you can't change this because of public outcry and say, we're going to give him an indefinite suspension.
Yeah, but that's not what the CBA says. The CBA says that she is allowed to give her recommendation of this situation and that both sides have the right to appeal. That's what the CBA says.
Okay, but it still has a rule in there that says nonviolent sexual assault or whatever it is a 3-game suspension, and she doubled that. You know what I mean? So how can you say, well, we want an indefinite suspension when they already got a double for what, you know, that, okay, you look at it and say, well, you know, there was a lot of cases, but we're only talking about four cases now. You know what I mean? So how can you change the rule and say, okay, we're gonna just go for an indefinite when the rule is from this old CBA is three-game suspension, and then all of a sudden she doubled that. So you can't change horses in the middle of the stream to try to make things, you know, pan out even. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Chuck, thanks for chiming
in. Listen, the number of games that Sue decided doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, she was trying to go off of past precedent because there really hasn't been a past precedent. So, like, yeah. the longest someone's been suspended for a nonviolent sexual assault is three games.
I had a hard time thinking how, like, I guess I understood how she got to six games, right? She took that three and doubled it, right? But I have to think that she probably looked in the mirror and thought to herself, I'm going to recommend a six-game suspension, and here's my reasons why. But deep down inside, she has to know there was no way the NFL wasn't going to appeal that. There was no way, because it wasn't even close to what they wanted.
Right.
And the reality is, it was probably best to come up with a middle ground that makes both sides feel uncomfortable. Sean has maintained his innocence, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
And the NFL has essentially said, we don't want you to play football for however long we feel like it. Indefinite. And at least a year. So anything in the middle ground there would probably make both sides uncomfortable. But I just, in my heart of hearts, feel like there's no way that Sue Robinson was convinced that the NFL was not going to appeal this and to appeal it quickly. Rodney, what do you think?
Rodney!
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for making it.
I think people are missing something very important here in the Deshaun deal. When both sides want something to go away, they will find a way to meet in the middle. Deshaun wants to throw up 8. The league wants to go for a year. They offered 12. You split that, you end up with 10. You double the fine, so we got 10 and 10. 10 games, $10 million. See you later. Let's go play football.
I mean, I generally agree, and Rodney, thanks for the call, but I'm not so sure how much the NFL wants us to go away as much as they want to impose the penalty that they want to impose. And maybe that's just my interpretation of this, Dustin, but I think Deshaun wants this to go away.
Yeah.
I think the NFL wants a resolution, but they don't want it to just, hey, let's just get this over with. They want their answer here. That's how I see it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The NFL's been so staunch on this one-year suspension. I find it hard to believe that they're going to back off it.
Yeah,
unless they feel like, hey, Deshaun's going to settle, he's going to take the suspension, there will be no appeal, then it sort of goes away for a little while. But I don't know, man. It just feels like they don't want Deshaun to be on the field this year. They're trying to make an example out of him. It's unfortunate that our quarterback is the guy that's, you know, being made an example of. But again, he put himself in this position.
Yeah, he did. So let's assume that Mike Florio is onto something here. Right, he had previously said, hey, you know, there's a good chance that this thing could get worked out. And he has since tweeted it about 20 minutes ago that a settlement of the Deshaun Watson situation is not out of the question. Stay tuned. So let's say that perhaps there's a settlement forthcoming and that it, you know, stay tuned. Let's say it comes this afternoon so that the Browns have some idea before they actually take the field what they're dealing with here. How high do you think Deshaun is actually going to be willing to go? Like, what if the NFL? Yeah. What if the NFL said, "Yeah, I know you said 8 games and $5 million. That ain't good enough for us. 10 games and whatever, or 12 games."
I think Deshaun would go to 12.
You think he would?
Yeah. I mean,
should the Browns?
If from Deshaun's perspective, like, he wants to get on the field this year. Think about this. He wants to get a season on his contract. Like, he wants to. If he doesn't play this year, his contract starts next year, 5 years. Like,
right.
If he plays this year, even if it's 4 games or 5 games, whatever it may be, like, he's going to then become a free agent a year sooner.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking about this from a lot of different angles, including the Browns.
If I'm the Browns, honestly, like, if it's going to be 12 games, I'd rather him be suspended the whole year.
Me too. That feels like it sucks, because I don't think you're going to be able to convince Jimmy Garoppolo if he gets cut from San Francisco. I don't think you're going to be able to convince him to sign here if he knows that he's not going to be the guy the whole year. I'm not sure if the Browns are going to be willing to trade whatever it takes to land him if Deshaun's going to be on the field at some point this year. And I don't know what the threshold of comfort level is over in Berea of how many games you can ride Jacoby Brissett because, you know, 7-11 isn't very good or whatever. Right. I mean, there's got to be a middle ground that makes sense for Deshaun in the NFL, but I don't know where the Browns would say, okay, we're going to actually play it because a 12-game suspension from the Browns' perspective, for me, that sucks. It's a loss season.
Yeah, I mean, because then you're not probably making the move for Garoppolo, and you're riding with Brissett for 12 games, and then you pray to God that he keeps you in the mix where Deshaun comes back. Dude's going to have some rust.
Yeah. Yeah, and played football in forever.
Yeah.
Almost
2 years.
But again, I've seen some of these takes on national media about, you know, Deshaun isn't that good. He's not going to be very good when he comes back. He was unbelievably good for an awful Texans team a few years ago. Let him get his feet back underneath him. He's going to be just fine. Ed, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Ed. Yes,
hey,
Ed.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks.
There's a couple, you guys touched on a couple points that I wanted to talk about. But one thing that stuck in my head from the other day on Chico's show, he was talking about how Goodell and Harvey have some type of relation, or they have some type of, they know each other or something like that. Well, that would be, a conflict of any type of ruling if that was to happen. Well, it is going to happen, but my opinion is it's a conflict.
But he's allowed, it's his designee. I mean, whoever he chooses, I'm assuming he's going to have some sort of relationship with him. It's not like this guy is basically just taking the place of Roger so Roger can just kind of do other things.
All right. So with that being said, I was thinking, and again, there's, you guys touched on a few of my points. So the last thing I have to say is, with that being said, and he does have the, these relations with them, I would think that Deshaun's settlement would be a little bit more tasty to the NFL instead of, having to go to federal court with, even that on his plate. Because if there is some type of relations and that is a conflict, that'll, in my opinion, well, I shouldn't say my opinion, but I would think that that would hold up, in court, that, these guys are, he appointed, and I understand you're saying it's his decision, but it's got to be something legally.
Yeah, no, I understand where you're going, Ed, and thanks for the call. The collective bargaining agreement stipulates that in an appeal, or if the NFL chose to appeal Sue Robinson's decision, that they were allowed to either have Roger Goodell oversee the appeal, or he could designate who he wants to oversee the appeal.
Right.
That's written in the contract. So that theoretically, as long as it's contractually written soundly, that should hold up in a court of law. Even if you're on the player's side here and you don't like it. Bob, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Bob.
You know what? The federal judge oversaw this. She put in black and white, his behavior was predatorial. That is humongous. Shame on the judge for not suspending for a year. I'm the biggest Cleveland Browns fan in the world. But what she wrote hit so hard, gave me a stomachache, if you really think about it. And it was black and white that she put in there.
Yeah, she did, for sure. And anybody that read it, Bob, probably
what?
Felt the same way.
And, it's terrible because, of course, we want our Browns to win. Of course, we want this. But that was such a punch to my stomach. And if you look at it at the big picture, I just want hands off of that. You know what I'm saying? If you really think about it, hands off of that.
Yep, for sure. Thanks, Bob. And I think the difference there is that it kind of makes you feel slimy. But she also underscored that it was nonviolent. And she was making a decision or a recommendation based on first-time offense of nonviolent crimes in the past. Or I don't know if crimes is the right way to say it, because he was
nonviolent, not sexual assault.
Assault, sure. So he was not indicted twice. the whole thing's a mess. And for sure, everybody would like this to just be behind them at this point. And maybe we're going to get lucky and find out that Deshaun and the NFL are going to settle some way, somehow. We know he is not going to be suspended for fewer than six games. I can't envision a scenario. I just can't see a scenario where he is suspended for less than half the season. I have to think it's going to be double-digit games. Beyond that, we'll see. My gut feeling is it's the full year, but Mike Florio seems to think differently, and I hope he's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.